We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Philadelphia's acting police commissioner says she expects police to make an arrest soon in connection with the murder of a 2-year-old boy. He was found beaten to death in his Oxford Circle home this week. KYW's Paul Kurtz says it's part of a disturbing trend that's emerged in the city.
Commissioner Coulter says she's never seen anything like this onslaught of violence against children. Just in the last month, 7 have been murdered, 2 others critically injured.
When you hear over and over again of abuse or murder at the hands of people charged with caring for them, it's just so hard to explain. I just can't fathom, and children are so precious, that people would take their lives. And obviously defenseless children, a 2-year-old, you know, could have possibly done anything to warrant anybody harming them.
She says it's so bad that the police department is now offering behavioral health experts to cops.
We have a lot of seasoned veterans who have handled a lot, but we also have a lot of young officers where the first graphic scene that they responded to may have been the death of a child. So we want to make sure that they're not carrying any extra baggage into the next job that they're going into.
And she's urging neighbors to call 911 if they see anything they believe wrong is happening on their block. At police headquarters, I'm Paul Kurtz, KYW News Radio.